Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What's up, everyone? It is the Beast, Brian London, and welcome back to the pod or the YouTube channel, however you're getting this. Please do me a favor. If you're watching this on YouTube, go subscribe to the podcast wherever you get podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, wherever it is. Go subscribe to the Real Ones Canes podcast. Brandon will be back in the next couple of days, and we will have a more thorough episode. But we needed to drop this right now. It is an emergency pod time. Why? Because the Canes, I think, have found their portal veteran quarterback and not the guy that you thought it would be. It looks like they are, according to all reports, it'll be Reese Poffenbarger, who is from the University of Albany. And you're asking yourself, who is Reese Poffenbarger? He is a quarterback from the University of Albany. He originally went to Old Dominion before transferring to Albany, did not get kind of along with the coaching staff at Old Dominion. He says he's 6'1", maybe 210 pounds, according to Pete Thamel from ESPN. And he has a couple of years left of eligibility. Led FCS. FCS is what we used to call Division I AA. He led FCS in passing this year, led Albany to the semifinals of the SCS championship, where they got waxed by South Dakota State 59-0. In that game, he threw zero touchdowns and three interceptions. He was 30 of 44 for 68.2% completion percentage. For the last 2 years for Albany in 2022, he was 227 of 369 for a 61.5% completion percentage. Threw for 2,999 yards, averaging 8.1 yards per toss. Got 24 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. And then in 2023, 276 for 471, 58.6% completion percentage. Threw for over 3,600 yards at 7.7 yards per toss. 36 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. And yeah, played really well for them. And as I said, led FCS in passing. Comes from a very athletic family. His sister is currently a D1 basketball player. His mom was a D1 basketball player at Missouri. His dad had a chance to play college football. So he's definitely athletic, comes from those genes. And, you know, watching his film over the last few minutes, he can take off at the football. He's mobile. In the sense that he is not a statue back there waiting to throw the football. So that is good to see. Now, the question is whether Miami is done in the portal. As of the recording of this, which is just before 3 o'clock on Monday, January 8th, and we always have to do this because news just keeps breaking and breaking and breaking. We haven't seen Tua's brother, Talia Tagovailoa, commit to anywhere or find out if he has eligibility left. Although maybe Miami knows something that we don't, which is why they took Poffenbarger. And there's a couple other guys out there, and I've been hearing some inklings about other guys that may get into the portal. So we'll see what happens. We'll see if Miami is done, or if this is just it, whether Reese is coming in to definitely be QB1, or he's coming in to simply provide depth at the position. We don't know that yet. He has said himself, he's a gunslinger. He's got that mentality. If you read his quotes, man, if you go to his X feed or go read a bunch of articles on him, you'll love this dude's personality. This dude has a Miami Hurricanes personality. I'm not using the S word, okay? I'm banning the S word until we actually win a ring. Then we can bring back the S word. But until then, we're not using the S word. We'll just refer to the S word, and this kid has it. So there's that. Now, when I hear gunslinger, I think of the good and the bad, right? I think of the Brett Favre type. I think of a bunch of other quarterbacks, like a Josh Allen type, in a sense that they will chuck the ball but also throw a bunch of interceptions. That's kind of what I think about when I think of gunslinger. But this kid can certainly, I watch film, he can certainly make all the throws. As I said, he's mobile from the sense that he's not a statue back there, so he can get himself out of trouble. He can pick up some yardage if you need it, if you need him to. And we'll see. We'll see if Miami is done at the quarterback position with, so it would be Reese, it would be Jakari, it'd be Emery, and it would be Judd Anderson. That would be four. The question is whether they get one more in the portal or not. Remember, there's another spring portal transfer period coming up. So even if they don't take another one here, there's another portal period coming up in the spring. So you get another round there. So we'll see what happens. I had seen some stuff that this kid might have been on the radar. I know he took a visit to Miami. I had heard some other things as well, so I didn't know exactly whether I should put my eggs in this basket or not. But, you know, it looks like Reese is coming to the Gables with 2 years of eligibility left. And we'll see. And you're asking yourself, so out of high school, he was like Mr. Maryland football and all this stuff. And you're thinking to yourself, well, it's Maryland. Okay, but still, there's some decent football played in Maryland. The reason why he didn't get really any offers besides Old Dominion is because he was short. He was only 5'9", coming out of high school, and then he grew a couple of inches. So here we are. And he kind of has that chip on his shoulder, like, you didn't take a chance on the short quarterback, and here I am. I'm going to stick it up your front. So he's got that. All right, so he says he's 6'1", whether he's 6 foot, 6'1", you know, if he can throw the football, play within the system. Oh, here's the other thing, and I'll get to this when Brandon comes back. We're gonna probably hit a show tomorrow or Wednesday. And Brandon's been saying this all season long. Shannon Dawson loves to work with quarterbacks that need work. You know, that's not saying that, you know, if Mr., you know, Heisman candidate dropped in their lap, that he wouldn't love to work with that guy. But he really enjoys working with quarterbacks that need some work, rough around the edges, raw, need some honing, that kind of a thing. The underdog, if you will. Shannon Dawson really loves working with that. Brandon has talked to Shannon at length over the course of the season about that, and he's continued to say it to Brandon, and Brandon has brought it to you here. So take that. When you think about Reese Poffenbarger and the kind of quarterback that he is, I think Shannon would look forward to working with this kid, getting him into his system and seeing what he can do. And Reese was actually quoted in the Pete Thamel piece on ESPN that him and Shannon really got along personality-wise when he came on the visit. So Reese Poffenbarger, the latest quarterback for the University of Miami. We will have plenty more. Make sure you are subscribed to the feed for the Real Ones Canes podcast. Make sure you're subscribed to the YouTube channel as well. We'll have plenty more for you as we continue to monitor the offseason for the University of Miami Hurricanes. I'll see you when I see you. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.